Track 12. Unit 3. Listening 1. Catching lies in the brain. Exercise 1.
Good morning. You're listening to Morning Update. Our science correspondent, Jessica White, is here from London to tell us about a new high-tech lie detector. This machine can actually look into your brain and tell whether you're lying. Jessica, welcome.
Good morning.
Now, Jessica, explain this to me. These machines can read your thoughts. Do I have that right?
Well, no, not exactly. Let me just give you a brief overview of this. Lie detectors have been around for decades. The most common lie detector is called a polygraph. It measures your heartbeat, blood pressure, breathing, sweating, stress, basically. Although experts say it actually isn't very accurate. So while the polygraph measures stress, this new technology, called fMRI, actually looks inside your brain, as you said, and it detects activity in the part of your brain that you use when you tell lies. And experts say it's much more accurate, though some of them also have some real concerns.
Okay. And why is it more accurate?
Well, the polygraph really only measures stress, since when you're telling a lie, you're usually pretty stressed about it. But really good liars can beat the test because they just don't feel that stress. Also, some people get really nervous even though they're telling the truth, and the polygraph will incorrectly say those people are lying.
Slight problem there.
Yes. But this new machine, the fMRI scanner, measures how you use your brain. Basically, different parts of our brains have different functions. One part controls memory, another does arithmetic, another makes decisions, another makes plans. There are parts that deal with emotions, reasoning, and so on. And there is one part called the caudate, which is connected to many things, including lying. So when the fMRI scan shows a lot of activity in the caudate, it is very likely that the person is lying. In fact, according to some, the test is over 95% accurate.
Wow, over 95%. So I guess we'll be seeing this in police stations and airports soon.
Well, probably not too soon. There are still a few problems. For one thing, these are very big, expensive machines, and they're very delicate too. While researching this story, I was actually tested in one of these machines. You have to lie perfectly still. You can't move even a little bit, so the machine won't work on a person who doesn't want to cooperate.
And can a really good liar beat this test?
Possibly. You see, first they ask you easy questions like what's your name or what's today's date and check the level of caudate activity. Then they ask the hard questions. Did you steal the money or did you kill the person? If your caudate activity goes up, it must be a lie.
Okay.
But if your caudate activity always stays the same, then they'll think it's the truth. And you keep your caudate activity the same by raising your caudate level for the easy questions when really you are being truthful.
How can you do that?
There are many ways. You can do some arithmetic in your head, to give one example, or you can just think of a lie while saying the truth.
Fascinating stuff. Jessica White, thank you. Coming up next, a man...